Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
I gotta go meet my boy Petroleum in a minute.
Not the petroleum, dog. Come on, man. Hey, that's it. Dog, look at this setup, man. I'm nothing this motherfucker. I got chains hanging down. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with this tonight, but your boy figure out something.
I feel y'all. Let's move on into the topic, baby boy. And we got people on. Hold on, man. We got people on. If y'all want to jump in the conversation, y'all got to push one. Push one and we bring you in. We have SoundCity.Spruce.com. Click on chat. So you can see what's going on with the webcam. We're doing a show live via webcam. SoundCity.Spruce.com. Click on chat, sign in as a guest, and you can watch it all yourself. You're
all right. It's your boy over here. Wow.
Do what you do, player.
All right, let's get into the topic, man. What you got going on tonight?
All right, man. Judging by what I got laying next to me, tonight's topic how to keep your honey satisfied. God damn, boy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to concentrate tonight, man. I really don't know. But tonight's topic is how to keep your woman or your man satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I know now every now and again, you know, you get tired of the same old routine. So me personally, I'm going to try to do whatever I got to do to spice the motherfucking night up. I mean, shit, I'll take you outside and be like, hey, baby, come on, let's go fuck in the backyard. Hey, fuck it. I don't care. Let's just do something. Let's just spice it up.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. What would you do? How you keep your man satisfied? Everyone? Damn, man. She said she fucks everywhere. So,
everywhere.
So now, if me and you were together, and I'm just sitting and kicking it, you know what I'm saying? I'm relaxing, you relaxing. And, you know, I'm like, okay, let's do some spontaneous. What would some of you do?
Hey, get down.
Say what, dog?
No, go ahead, man.
Oh, nah, okay, well, I'll give you a scenario. We in the car, we riding, you start feeling free.
I'll fuck you while you drive.
Fuck me while I'm driving.
While you drive.
What if I ain't got to the window?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm going to have me some fun tonight, dog. You feel me? You feel me, dog? I'm going to have me some fun tonight.
Hey, man. What about have some motherfucking fun, dog. Shit.
What about you, dog? What do you do to
man,
keep spicy going?
I would say, man, you know, roll with the games, man. You know, with a little role playing. You know what I'm saying? I'll be determining you to be Sarah Connor.
Not Terminator. Goddamn.
Oh, no doubt,
up,
man. No doubt. I see we got Janine on the show. What's happening, Janine?
Whew, hey, what's going on?
You in the chat room, right?
No, I just got home. I'm trying to get there. I'm getting it together right now.
I'm in the honey ranch tonight, baby. I'm out here. I'm chilling. Nobody, you remember what you like? Your boy here. I ain't scared of none of y'all. I
ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Because you're there, we ain't seeing nothing yet. I'm trying to go on here so I can see something.
Okay, well, once you get in, I'm waiting on Black Barbie to get off work right now.
Okay.
What I'm doing, I'm sitting here with Caramel. I'm sitting here with Caramel right now. She's decked out in her purple, looking ever so gorgeous. You know, I'm kicking back. I'm retired. You know, Cavs going to do what Cavs do. So, tonight's topic is how to keep that spice going. I mean, if you in a relationship with your mate, whether male or female, how do you keep that spice going?
You have to change it up. Do different things. You know, ask him what his wishes are, what he likes.
So, in other words, what you tell him, if I came to you and I'm like, we sitting there, and I say, man, you know what? I ain't never had my dick sucked on the roof before. You going to climb up there with me?
Yeah.
Oh, my type of woman. That's what I'm talking about. Stupid it is, yo, man. All right, well, I got a better question for you. What would you want me to do for you? Spontaneously.
You mean instead of the heights?
We're not doing that height thing. I told you that yesterday. I did, dude, and your damn show ain't gonna open that window. But I told you one. Get me
on that window, boy.
Yes.
Man, she's trying to make you fall out. I keep telling you, you can't do that window stuff, man. Okay.
I'm not opening no fucking window. Is you crazy? Anything else, baby, I could do, but I'm not okay.
I mean,
no,
well, how high then? What, a balcony, what, on the second floor?
Oh,
third?
Yeah, that'll work.
I mean,
second floor,
that's it? Second
floor work.
I can give you
we can open the window then.
Oh, my goodness.
Third floor,
but,
I can give you
okay, they can push third. Fourth and up.
I want to do it on a balcony, leaning off the balcony.
But now what does that motherfucker say?
You know, you have to take chances in life.
Now, but not motherfucking death-defying chances just for nuts.
Trying to make me come and go at the same time.
Right.
Hey, what?
I've never did it in a plane because I've never really been on too many planes, but
I
never did that. I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, so you want to be a part of the Mile High Club?
Yes.
That's a fair question.
Hey, we got somebody new to the show. We got Aaron on the show. What's out in there?
What's going down?
What's up, babe?
Hi.
You ready to make those memories, sweetheart?
Memories?
And then I asked about the memories
about?
Earlier.
Oh, you stupid? I'm sorry. I told you that was a joke gone bad.
No. Hey, check this out. Aaron, this is for you, baby. Good for
I'm
you.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. You gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Is that right?
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I'm in the Tiny Ranch, brother, and you, man. Y'all gotta get on via webcam, because man, fucking Carmel is definitely doing her thing.
What's she looking like?
You have to see, that's your thing. You gotta be in the web. You gotta get in the webcam. Good.
Okay, well, not everybody has a webcam, so I'm asking you to give me a visualization.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, see this sexy, thick, gorgeous looking woman dressed in purple lace. Oh my God. I mean, just to see this. But now, I did bring my camera, so pictures will be on sincity.com.
What, she got on some lingerie and some pumps?
Man, I don't think she... Yeah, the pumps are there, but if you want to call this lingerie...
Hey, tell her to spread her legs again like that. I kind of like that.
You know what? I'm getting mad now. This is some bullshit.
Look at that. Let me get that.
Lord have mercy.
It ain't no fun if you can't have none.
Girl got talent.
Now, hold up. Now, for like, I see Candy on SinCity.Spruce.com, and last week she called me all kind of, oh, they calling you out. Well, I'm here, Candy, so now what? So for everybody me out, said I was scared to come. Your boy here, and I must say,
I want to go
myself.
I want to come.
Y'all need to be in the chat room.
That's all you got to
do. Fuck that. I want to be there in person. Fuck that. I'll put on some lace for their ass.
Trust me, you would be there. You would love to be here right about now.
Who is that talking?
This is Aaron.
Oh. Oh. I would love to see you too. I would love for you to be here right now.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead on and upload them pics. I want them pics uploaded. I'm sure it's going to find a way to make it happen. Some pics.
You know, we got to do what you do. Yeah.
But no. All right, y'all. We didn't got off topic. We didn't got off topic. Okay, the topic is, how do you keep your relationship fresh? Aaron, what do you do to keep it fresh?
You know what? Right now, I'm not even in a relationship, so I don't know.
Well, when you was in one, how did you keep it fresh?
I don't know. I guess I did it. Maybe that's why I ain't in one no more.
Look, man, I'm wearing these motherfuckers to thighs like earmuffs.
I'm about to hang up. This is some bullshit.
Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on. We got a new caller to the show. What's up, caller? Who's this?
Hey, what it do, man? It's Big, though.
What's up, Big? How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. What's going down?
You got the webcam on, right?
I ain't got it on yet. Should I have it on right now?
I'm in the honey
ranch,
dog.
Okay, I'm going to have to get on it now. I didn't know what time we was getting on.
I was gonna do the show live from here because everybody thought I was scared. As you see, your boy is Honey Ranch. Your boy is having a ball. Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, text your boys, tell them to jump up in here. Tell them come on up in here right now. Come live.
Hey, dog, hold on for a second, man. Hold on for a second. I see Janine is in the chat room now. Tell Caramel to spread those legs again. Janine, watch this. Tell her to spread those legs again, dog.
Janine would like to see that little spread. It's just deep.
Janine, watch this. Watch that pocket spread, Janine. Spread them, girl. Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
We were wobbling over there, boy.
Hey, your boy up in here. Your boy is up in here.
Ooh. Yeah, you just missed it, man. I'm sorry for you, dog. I'm sorry for you. Hey, hold on, y'all. We got new callers to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Yo, Cass, what it do?
What's up, dog?
What's the subject, man?
First of all, dog, you in the chat room? You got to get in the chat room, man. We doing the Honey Ranch Live, man. Hello?
Yeah. What's good, dog?
You still there? Okay, all right, let's go back to what I was off at. Okay, Aaron, what'd you say you do to be friends?
You go what? All
right, hold on, Kush. Aaron, what did you say? What do you do to keep it fresh when you was in a relationship?
Okay. Well,
do was be spontaneous with head. That's about it.
You don't plan nothing out?
Huh?
You don't plan anything out?
What you mean? I mean, I used to dance with my husband too, but he was funny acting like.
No, I'm saying, okay. Now, you know when your relationship is starting to sour, right? You know when things are going bad in the bedroom, right? You know that early.
Yeah.
So what do you do to spice the bedroom back up for him?
That was it. Because I used to be a dancer, and the whole time I had never danced for him. So right before our last separation, I had danced for him.
All right, Aaron.
Huh?
Now, I'm feeling pretty bad for you, so this is from me to you, okay?
Okay.
I whip pussy.
You stupid.
Hold on,
man.
Hold on for a second, dog. Let me bring my man Big in. Big, what's going on, dog?
Jay, what's happening?
You on the webcam yet, man?
I'm logging in now, man. Give me a minute.
All right, man. We're going to get her to spread her legs again, dog. It's a pretty sight, man. It's a nice sight. I like it.
I mean,
it's
what? She ain't got no panties on or something?
Nope.
She ain't got no panties on.
It don't look like it.
Oh.
Hey, Janine saw what I saw.
Hold up, dog.
What's that chain go to?
I'm going to need some pictures of the leg spread because everybody making it sound so good. I'm starting to drool over here. Shit.
I'm wiping my mouth here since I got here.
Y'all stupid.
Hey.
He said he needed a dib.
You're breaking up on us. You're breaking up on us, man. You're breaking up on us, dog.
All right, check this out. Can you hear?
A little bit. Fix your technical difficulties, man. Fix your technical difficulties. And I'm gonna finish your question with my man, Big.
Aaron, you got time for Aaron right now?
Big, what do you do to spice up the bedroom, man? What do you do to spice up the bedroom?
What would I do
to
spice up the bedroom?
Okay, what trade?
Well, I don't know. I do me, you know what I'm saying? It all depends on which lady I'm with. That's what it is. It all depends on which female I got in. And I have like a different scenario for, you know, for different women.
Okay, we talking about your main squeeze, the main.
Well,
I mean, maybe, you know, I'm just not having fun having sex with you. How you gonna fix that?
I'm gonna go bring another bra to the crib. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, so you're gonna turn into a three?
That's right.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all, but Black Barbie just stepped up in here, so. How you doing, baby? Okay. How's everything going? Okay, so now I'm doing Black Barbie, and I got
Where's she at?
Hold on, man. She's coming around now. She's coming around. Hey, Janine, can you?
You say, can I see you?
I said, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, now check this out. Can you get that position one more time?
Wow.
What about me? What you say? Me, you and this?
Make them clap, man. Make them clap. Make them clap to this.
I can't hear you.
Hey, I said, what about
you breaking up, man. You're breaking up.
Wait a minute, man. Check it. Let's go to a song.
Yeah, we can do that, man. We going to go to a song, y'all, so we can fix his technical difficulties. We're going to hit y'all off with a little Jodeci, I guess. Yeah, let's run with some Jodeci.
Give me stop this pain that I've been feeling.
Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back. All right.
Oh.
Hey, we got new callers to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who is this?
It's Butter. What's good?
What's
that? Hey, Butter.
Hey, Boo. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, that Butter.
What's good?
Uh oh. I forgot about Big and Butter.
Hey, brother.
At the same time. All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on for a second, y'all. I'm about to put you on mute.
Okay.
No, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to put you on mute.
Wow.
All right, Big, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, I got something for you, dog. It's just you and Butter, man. It's just you and Butter. Do your thing, dog. Do your thing.
What?
Yeah, we're going to slow dance now.
Okay.
Give her your best game, dog. It's just you and her. Your best game to the slow music, dog. Put it on her, man.
Said my best game.
Put it on her, man.
Put it on her, huh?
You're gonna make me blush.
I just love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you could just talk to me.
He wants you to put it on me. I'm waiting for that too. I want to see what kind of game you got.
A game? Oh, we're playing a game for real. I didn't know. I was kind of jealous. I don't play games. I'm too serious. I'm not. Just do what I do.
Yeah. Damn. I just clicked on the. Okay, I'm seeing Cavs is in the palace. Father Time is naked.
Yeah, he in the penthouse there.
I see. So what's good, baby?
Hey, same old thing. Nigga got a cold, man. I ain't talking about. I got a slight little cold here.
Oh, you need some vapor, big vapor rubbed on your chest.
No doubt.
Oh.
No, I need to sweat this out.
Really?
Right. I need at least an hour of workout. At least an hour, a strong hour of workout.
Yeah. So you want to pin me up with, like a pretzel and go to work?
Quit looking at the corner of the wall. You know it.
Huh?
You already know which right at the wall.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Well, damn. Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man? Sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulties with my with me being over here.
I see you over there. I'm so disappointed that I didn't get to, you know, fly in with you. I'm disappointed.
Oh, don't worry about it, baby. I'm sitting back relaxing. That's all. I'm sorry. I had a little technical difficulties. That's why y'all couldn't hear me for a second.
Mm.
But shit. I'm sitting over here in Honey Ranch. I hear you and Big getting it in real good.
Mm. He's scared to you know, talk his game to me in front of everybody.
All right, right. Big, I know you ain't scared of nothing. Tell him you fit no man to a few mammals.
I ain't scared, man. Shit, I took me a Benadryl, man. My nose stopped up, man. I ain't scared of shit. Told him what. I don't talk, I just do it.
Oh, okay.
Actions speak louder than words, I see. I understand.
That's right. Right, I've been in that rain all day. I'm feeling like shit.
So, baby, what you think about me over here at this Honey Ranch?
Hey, man, I wish I was there with you. I wish I'd have caught the same flight, shit.
You see, I mean, I was jealous. I'm disappointed. I really thought that, buddy,
you just got on. You ain't seen shit yet. Hold up. You in the chat room yet, buddy?
Yes, I am. I'm looking at you now. You focus. Focus,
okay,
Cass.
Now,
focus.
I want to show you the caramel. Look at this caramel. What you talking about that?
Oh, baby. How you doing?
You're doing real well. And now of course we got Black Barbie here. Black Barbie, come on, holler. Come let everybody see who you are.
Damn, man, I'm disappointed. I my feelings is hurt.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. I am sitting here with Black Barbie now. So how are you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
I'm all right. You know, I had to take this invite.
I'm happy you did. I'm really happy you finally did. Because you know what? It ain't just me and Caramel.
All right, ain't somebody else new here?
Big Desire.
Uh-oh, wait a minute, y'all. I think we got some new ones here.
Big Desire. These are my girls.
Oh, these are her girls, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's more.
Tell
Oh, wait, there's more.
I am disappointed.
Yeah.
What you think, baby? You think we can pull this off?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sitting here. I got Black Barbie, I got Caramel. I guess we got the whole coming in. I mean, wow.
I'm tripping.
Wow.
I said, ain't tripping.
Now, what was that about me being scared and all that, me being timid?
I don't see your clothes off. You fully clothed, so.
Well, baby, I got to do a show. I mean, the show comes first.
Right.
You must have just got off work. I know.
Well, hello there, honey. Okay. Now, who might you be?
This is my deepest desire.
Oh, this deepest desire. Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. Don't be shy.
No, the Honey's Ranch ain't no joke.
Oh, I'm at the Honey's Ranch. Now, let's see. I got deepest desire. I got Black Barbie.
Caramel.
I got caramel.
Wow. We wilding out.
He wilding out, for
minute.
Real.
Now I've been like Dak Tripper. That's my new name.
I'm
okay. Dak Tripper. Oh, look at that. Look at here, Doc. Oh, man, I got three in a bed with me. You know what? I'm going to kick back. Oh.
Give him my baby.
I'm jealous.
Oh, baby, don't be jealous. Don't just be happy for me.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. I can say that. And I will have my card, my critique card. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're going to have your critique card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I'm watching the whole show.
Well, judging by these here.
Now we play as role.
Hey, look at here. I kind of like these.
You should have shot his ass.
What's that?
I can't see.
I mean, it's frozen. I'm waiting to see.
Yeah, it's frozen.
I'm about to get shackled.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They finna handcuff you?
Even more like shackles.
Damn, man. Janine.
Who them the Carolina I'm looking for?
Ain't this some shit? Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute, huh?
Get him.
I got two pair of shackles. Oh shit. Oh yeah. What was tonight's topic again?
You forgot quick. Like, his memory is the first thing to go.
Oh.
You waiting? We got
them
like that cat.
Oh shit! They done pulled out the anal beads.
Oh Lord!
Let's see what these working with. We got anal beads. Oh, I know where these go.
Mm-hmm.
I know where these.
They don't put them on.
Are they gonna use them on you, boo?
Now you're getting out of control.
I'm just saying, they said they was going to take care of you.
Hey, man, hold on. They just whipped out another train on me, dog. Okay, now, hold on, baby. Can I just finish the show? We got a couple more minutes and we're going to finish the show. Okay, we're going to finish the show. We got to finish the show. But, dog, hey. Timer, you still here with me, dog?
I'm just chilling, dog.
Huh?
I'm enjoying the sights, man.
Oh,
goddamn. Tell them, can they all bend over, like, in a row so I can see all the booties and see what they look like?
Okay. We're trying to wait. We got one more supposed to come in, so we're trying to wait.
I mean,
We're going to do that. We're going to have them all in a, just let them just be in a row.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Put them in a row.
All pretty maidens all in a row. Oh.
How you
mm-hmm.
Give that website address again, man.
SinCity.Screws.com, baby. Hey, hit us up in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I see the lines is pretty full. We got the lines on full tonight.
Yep, all they got to do is push one if they want to join in on the conversation. Just push one. I'll bring you in.
So now, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. The nice topic is how you keep your mate pleased. So I'm going to deep design.
Thank you.
man, hold up. I'm gonna bring Deep Desire right here. Now, how do you keep your man pleased?
I like doing extra stuff.
Extra stuff like what? Okay, well, okay. Deep Desire, a lady, a few words, but goddamn. I mean, come on now, everybody don't talk at once.
Right. let's get back on topic, man. Let's get back on topic. All right, Butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Hold on before you get back on topic. Excuse me one second. I just gotta let this motherfucker just sit back and spread. Come on, baby. You just gotta just come to the camera and spread. I'm just gonna put the camera right here. I'm just gonna turn the camera real. This is number four right here. Hey, what's your name, baby? Oh, this Pinky right here, dog. Pinky Never. With Pinky Never. All right, so now I got Pinky, I got Deep Desire, I got
Carmel.
Well,
we didn't see Pinky, dude. We didn't see Pinky, man. Tell her to come to the camera.
Come on to Pinky. The camera.
Pinky, baby, they say, can you come to the camera?
Tell her to stand in front of you.
Okay, you know what? We're going to do it like this. We're going to
Yeah.
up a little bit. So here go Pinky, right? How you doing, baby? Okay, that's Pinky right here. So now I got... your boy is having too much motherfucking fun right now. I'm having too much motherfucking fun.
Your toes curling yet, Cass?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh, you okay, baby? Okay.
Come on, Pinky, just one more time. Can they just see that? They just want to see that one more time.
I mean, tell her to bend over, please.
Oh, you are honest.
Okay, so now, okay, dog, you get back on the topic. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I'm at the Honey Ranch. No, I mean my people's good. They
just
flew
them in too.
Hey.
Yeah, whatever.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, they say the more the merrier. So I guess next time y'all got to just be here.
Whatever.
Yeah, Butter on here.
Fly next time.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna let you talk, Butter. Hold on, Butter. Black Barbie want to talk to you for a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, Butter.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm fine. Look, next time we gonna fly you in.
I hope so, cause I was like really disappointed that I couldn't be there tonight. I had something for you, and that one, and that one. And the other one, over there, too. I had some for all y'all.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, when you come, we got some for you, too.
I'll be ready.
You better be. Yeah. You better be.
I bet I'll be up, sweetie.
Okay, hold
Please believe me.
We are.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't. Wait a minute. Did y'all see that? Look at these colors.
That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, man. I'm in heaven, dog. All right, man. You can get back to the topic, brother. You can get back to the topic. I'm sorry. I just had to let know what it's looking like over here tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, y'all. What did I leave off at? I think I left off. All right, brother, the topic is... How do you keep it fresh in the bedroom with your mate?
Oh, you keep it fresh in the bedroom. You do things that are unexpected, shocking, you know, surprising, mind-blowing. You don't never get into you try not to get into a regular schedule. Okay, you know every night at 9:30 I'm going to bend over and let you get it. No, you want to... Surprise them. Have different outfits, different, you know, blindfolds and whips and all that kind of stuff. Exciting things that's going to take them off his character, you know, make them nervous.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? You know what, bro?
Yeah.
I'm hearing the conversation. Wait a minute, hold on. Can we put this on speaker?
Oh, we sure can, sweet.
Okay, let's put that on speaker.
Let's put it on speaker, because you need to hurry up with this show, so we can go ahead and...
Okay, so...
Wow.
So everybody can hear the show.
Right.
Because, I mean, it was hard holding that. I'm trying to get...
I know. It's hard over there. It's real hard. I bet you it is.
I'm trying to
move
around here. I'm just for the late back.
You lay back and get back up and do your show.
Oh, man. I'm going to lay back and let you... I'm going to lay back and let you take over for a second, dog. I'm going to lay back and just kick back.
Ooh,
baby.
I'm jealous.
Fuck it, man. Let me see a lap dance or something up in there, man.
You say what?
Give me a lap dance, man. Show me a lap dance.
Lap dance.
Lap dance, motherfucker. You need some music?
This ain't the strip club, nigga. That ain't no strip club.
Now, here's the thing about that, man. They say now, since I'm here, I get special privileges. They say nothing free, though. They say you out to, you want to have to hit that page, man, and hit them up and see what you going to do.
who else basically has answered that question?
Check this out.
Father Time.
Everybody
check this out, man.
You're the last one to call.
Okay,
what's up, man? Everybody that's in the G area, this is what we're going to do, man. I'm going to do it like this. We got a little Sin City show we're going to do. I mean, all y'all out there, right? Okay, we got a little Sin City show we're going to do. It's going to be at an undisclosed location. We're going to let y'all know. And from now, y'all, hey, you can get all the lap dances. I don't know, what y'all...
I was ready.
Yeah, I'm ready,
right,
too.
Hold on for a second, y'all. We got new callers to the show. Caller, what's happening? Caller, what's happening? Who this? Caller? Okay, they hung up. I guess they got scared. Don't be sure. Hey, what's up, Rev? I see you, Rev. Push one, Rev. Get in the chat room.
Oh, not the rest, huh?
Yeah, we got our own Sin City Reverend, man.
Hey, man.
Wow.
She bossed, though. But we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Prissy Girl.
What's happening?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
You in the chat room?
I've been through... Huh?
Are you in the chat room?
No, not yet.
You need to be in the chat room. You're missing the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I had trouble finding, I had T-Mobile deleted all my contacts, and you normally, Father Time, you normally send me a reminder text, and you didn't do that this week.
That's true.
I did it
all on the social network this week.
Okay. And so I had to go through my Facebook. Fortunately, I have. Cass, can you hear me, Cass?
You say what, baby?
I need you on the private room and on the chat room, like ASAP.
Private room and the chat room?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm on my way.
Seriously.
All right, I'm on my way.
Well, damn. I guess you say fuck all of us.
When is he going to get a private show?
Who knows? Anyway, y'all, we're going to I'm gonna hit y'all off with a little old school right quick. What y'all in the mood for?
What y'all
in? Oh, let me give y'all a little bit of old school. We'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
There's something that I want to say, but words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. Nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you. I guess you should know if so. You are my lady. You're everything I need.
Alright, y'all, welcome back, welcome back. We got our own American Idol, y'all. Sin City's own American Idol.
I know. Who are you talking about, Janine?
Yep, call 1-800-4-JANINE. Keep on the show.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, check this out, dog. I'm, during the song, I was on a little mission, man. So, I mean, I'm going to need you to just kind of, like, take over this show. Because I'm about to have me some fun real quick. All right, baby.
All right, dog.
All right, man. I'm gonna get back with y'all in a minute. And ladies, y'all want to say goodbye real quick?
Bye.
See you later.
Are you coming in the chat room?
Man, I'm finna do some chatting on my own. My lips gonna be moving, but I don't think I'm gonna be doing a lot of chatting. I'm gonna get up with y'all 1 minute. All right.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Oh, I will. I'm definitely going to enjoy.
I'm pretty sure. I guess we ain't got no critique in cars. I guess we won't be judging the show tonight.
Hey, it's all gravy. All right, I'm going to start right up here at the top. I'm going to skip you. Janine, what's happening? What's good with you?
You say what's good with me.
Yeah, for everybody that don't know, Janine's supposed to be putting a trip to Vegas together, but I ain't heard nothing about it in a couple weeks.
First of all, I've already gotten the details. All I need to do is put a flyer together so y'all can see who you need to contact. That's all.
Okay, What that flyer, player?
I've just been busy at work, but I will do it.
Busy.
I promise I will have it. Because I'm going to Vegas. I'm going.
I'm going, too. We're going to sleep in the same bed.
That's how I will make it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Prissy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Topic is, what do you do to keep the bedroom fresh? What do you do? Like when, you know, you and your mate, you know, the sex ain't like it used to be, what do you do to spice it up?
I wear something different, like a bustier. Some fishnet stockings, some heels, I do a dance, a strip tease, something like that.
Okay. All right. I manage. Wick, what you do, man?
Hey, Wick, you still with us?
I'm still here, dog. What's up?
What you do to spice it up, man? How you get the bedroom spiced up, dog?
I'm one of them. I like to role play. You know what I'm saying? She Wonder Woman. I'm Superman. You know what I'm saying? We on the invisible plane. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in. Make sure she get hers off.
I'm Wonder Woman.
You Wonder Woman?
Yes. I've been Wonder Woman since I was a kid.
No.
Oh, wait, hold. So when you role play, you always Wonder Woman?
You got the whole get up. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. With your lasso, baby.
Wow. Okay, hold on, y'all. We got somebody new to the show. Carla, what's happening? Who this?
Sasha.
What's happening, Sunshine?
Nothing much.
You know, it's been raining all day. Where you been?
In the house.
You ain't shined at all today. It rained like a motherfucker.
I ain't
seen no type of sunshine.
And it snowed for maybe all of 5 minutes today.
Hey, y'all know what that means, right? I shouldn't even have to say it. Y'all better get saved. That's all I'm saying. That's all I...
I'm going to change it up a little bit, y'all, because something bothered me. Y'all heard about this Obama thing?
What about it?
The birth certificate thing. What's going on with the birth certificate thing?
Are they trying to say he shouldn't be a president because he wasn't born in the United States? I was taught that Hawaii was a part of the United States.
That's what I was taught.
So what the problem is?
They said he was born in Africa. They're saying wherever she was at that time.
She could have been in the sky and had him in an airplane bathroom. What the fuck?
He was over U.S. soil, damn it.
So they're trying to say he ain't American. You got to be an American to run for president. You got to be American to be the president.
He was a U.S.
Yeah,
president.
You do.
His mother is an American. The government
they
is fucked
that.
Up, not him.
They just want him to prove it, and he shouldn't have to, because they already know. The government already knows.
Back.
His birth certificate is on Yahoo.
His birth certificate look American to me.
But they ain't make no other president do that dumbass shit.
Not one.
Because
they
brother,
did that when he was. They said that when he was alive.
And then they're going to pull Trump out and try to make a joke of this shit? Like, are
Trump
you for real?
Trump was the one that started it. Trump started it.
Now, they've been saying this.
Yeah, they
right,
have.
Before he even became president, talking about that.
Yeah, what Trump was saying, he the one that made him bring the birth certificate out.
I would have pulled my dick out and slapped his ass. That's what I would have done.
Exactly. Exactly.
Obama, it says restarting Obama debate.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the man, shit, motherfucker look American, talk American to me, so I don't care. I mean, it just bothers me why they're making a big deal about what the motherfucker was born in. It don't matter. He already voted in. It shouldn't even matter.
Every time they get a president in, that's for the black people, they try to find a way to get him out.
They brought Monica in, whole ass in, and said, suck this man's dick. Get him caught up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
because Bush
like,
was getting his
like
dick
they,
sucked, too.
Like, they haven't had, like, they don't do that shit
Bush
all day
was getting
long.
His dick
they,
sucked.
Every single
Nixon
one of them
was getting his dick sucked. All of them was getting their dick sucked. But Clinton was down for the black folks, so.
Right.
Hey,
it's like
they didn't have no respect
right.
for Abraham Lincoln. He's on the penny because
he
was for the black folks.
That's what I say.
And they killed John F. Kennedy.
Because
he
yeah.
was a black folks,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they killed Martin Luther King.
Obama got. I bet he got a record for death threats.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I thought he would be killed within days of his being elected.
Huh? Me, too. I really
but,
did.
Know, they've always
okay, his middle name is Hussein. Barack is his last name. Honolulu. Oahu, Honolulu, Hawaii, is his country and birth or foreign country. The United.
Look, your name don't mean nothing. I have a Spanish first name, and I'm black as hell. Well, I ain't black as hell, but I'm black.
My name is African,
so
and I've never been to Africa.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess if my mother would have named me Amber or Ashley, then that means my daddy was white, huh?
I guess that's what it means.
That's a shame.
I can't stop in the middle of the show.
It don't have nothing to do with that. It's just as blacks, it always seems like we have to prove ourselves.
Okay, I've enhanced the birth certificate so I can see. I couldn't see. Okay.
Okay, let me ask. Okay, Chrissy girl, we off Obama, okay?
Let me ask all the single mothers. I got a question. I got a question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I need some pointers.
Okay.
I got I have custody of my daughter now.
Congratulations.
Really?
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations.
Mhm. As my man would say, help me. What the fuck? What the fuck? Help somebody! Somebody! I need some advice, some pointers. Help me, please, somebody.
First thing, before anything, you do, you better get on your hands and knees and pray.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pick you up on that one.
How old
is she?
16.
She on birth control?
I can't give you any pointers because I had boys.
Is she on birth control?
Hell no.
That's what parents mess up at. They don't want to put their kids on birth control because you're saying you're giving them an advantage to have sex. But then what if that child gets raped?
Well, no, she ain't. No, we ain't doing that yet.
Okay.
How old is she?
She's a good girl.
She's 16. And if she gets raped, and then what?
Why would you bring that into it?
I mean, because it happens. I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to wish nothing on your daughter. But I'm just saying, as a victim myself, my mother didn't want to put me on birth control because she didn't want me to feel like I had access to have sex whenever I got ready to, and I was raped. And when I was raped, I ended up having a child. So I think that's selfish of a parent. And then you'll be mad when she got a baby and you got to take care of her and her child.
But that's only if the child wants the birth control. Like my daughter, she doesn't ask for it. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as she tells me she a virgin, I'm going to go with that.
Hey, I'm the same way. I wouldn't believe that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have two different daughters, so one totally different than the other. You know?
I mean, I understand if she's coming, if she's telling you, if she's not telling you, I wouldn't say, okay, girl, okay, since you staying with me now, we finna go get you on the pill. No, you have to know what kind of daughter you have. And if her doctor says you need to, or she says she wants it, then don't deny it to her because you want her to stay on a certain level. Be smart about it. Don't be selfish about it.
Oh, and you know what? You can take her to a doctor and have a doctor prove that she's a virgin or not.
Hold on, y'all. I'm completely off topic.
I did not want to talk about this.
I'm a father. I'm not trying to hear the sex thing with my
brother. Well, you have custody of her, so you're going to have to hear it, baby.
I'm talking about the other stuff, though. I'm talking about the little stuff.
Okay.
Like what?
How you control the attitude?
You can't
control that. She's too old.
She's a woman, first of all, because she's having a period. So she's going to be emotional at times. She's going to have attitude. Sometimes she might not even know why she's emotional, but you can't do nothing but support her because you're not a woman.
But there's still that level of respect she needs to show you.
She has to, especially if you're saying she's a good girl. We shouldn't even be worried about all that, if her.
Hell no, I'm just saying, it's brand new for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm used to, the weekend. You know, it's not an everyday thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 weeks. And,
Well, she is 16.
Well, have you been having any problems with her?
No, she's just, a little mouthy thing. But, I talk that up, teenager,
Okay.
They know everything, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. The mistake was, was she mouthing off on the weekends when you had her?
Well, I won't say it's, I won't consider it mouthing off, but, you know, smart.
Okay, was she being smart on the weekends?
Sometimes.
She should have nipped at that in the bud from the beginning. So now you have to have a sit-down conversation with her. This is what I cannot deal with. You not being here on a regular basis, I dealt with it because I enjoyed your company. But now that you're living here, I can't deal with you and the smartness. I can't deal with your smart mouth. So don't take it there.
All right, I feel you. Now, how do I handle the boys? Let me clarify that. The respectable way. Because I know how to handle it my way. But my way may be the wrong way.
Well, don't push her away by being an asshole about it. Because then you'll turn her away, and then she'll end up messing her life up because it seems like an experience when a parent tells you not to do something, you end up doing that same thing that they tell you not to do.
Yeah, because the boy that you don't like, that's
the
one
that she's
going to gravitate.
That's
the one she's going to go more, you know, towards that
way. How do I handle that, though? How do I handle it? What do I say? How do I see it? That's what I'm looking for. You know, without alienating, without hearing, you know, I hate you. You know, how do I handle it without hearing all that kind of stuff? You made me sick. Talk to me, ladies.
Oh, she said you make her sick.
No, I'm saying, but, you know, that's what they normally would say.
Well, that's why you have that. If communication is the key in any relationship, So you need to have a conversation with her now. Before it even gets out of hand.
Well, I mean, I'm not that part. I'm really not worried about. You know what I'm saying? Because you know she's gonna respect her dad regardless. But I'm saying though, when that time comes, well, you know, I want to go on a date. I may not be ready for that, but you know she's of age.
Mm-hmm.
How do I handle that? Me personally.
Well, if you have a good relationship with your daughter, she might be able to tell you ain't going to be able to handle that. So she ain't going to tell you she want to go on a date. She going to tell you she want to go out with her friends.
Oh, but see, that's going to piss me off if now you're honest. I'd rather you be honest, and then we'll deal with it that way.
Well, then you have to talk to her, because I have a 16-year-old daughter. You have to talk to her and let her know that she can come to you and talk to you about anything without you blowing up. You can't just blow up for every little thing that she come and tell you.
Okay, I can respect that. But it's hard.
And that way she'll feel more comfortable with coming to talk to you about stuff. It's going to be hard for her to come to you in the first place because you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to practice what you preach. You can't tell her that and then blow up.
Right.
Well, you know.
Because then she's not going to trust you.
If you feel like you're going to blow up, just say, okay, give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Calm yourself down.
You have to show a side of yourself that you're not used to showing to women.
Right.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, I'm gonna put it like this, and don't get offended. But
I won't.
You gonna have to let the bitch out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to do what?
You gonna have to let the bitch out. I'm being honest with you, and I'm not trying to be funny, but that's what you gonna have to do. You gonna have to learn to control your anger, because it's gonna be stuff that she gonna come and tell you, and it's gonna piss you the fuck off, and you gonna want to put your hand around her neck and squeeze it just a little bit. So that she can start coughing. But you can't do that.
You say I can't do that?
No.
No, don't.
No.
You can't do that. That's a girl. You cannot do that.
Unless you want her to date a man that's going to be whooping on her ass.
Sneaking, and she going to sneak around and do every damn thing that you tell her not to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to help you to get an open line of communication with her.
Y'all scaring me, though.
Don't do that. Don't help her to lose trust in you.
Right.
No, I don't. We don't get out like that. You know what I mean? Besides, the motherfucker don't ever leave a fucking hand anyway. Don't you have access to it?
Man,
but
I
appreciate that advice. You forgot about what?
It was on the phone.
I was talking to my daughter. I appreciate the advice. I'm going to take the advice, and if it don't work, I will let you know.
Please do let me know.
We ain't gonna steer you wrong, baby.
Please let me know. I will inbox you my phone number, and you can call me, and you can tell me personally.
I will too. I'm like, you're the one that said let the bitch out. I can't let the bitch out.
Ready?
And
yes, you have to. I mean, when it comes to her coming to confide in you and tell you stuff, you gonna have to bitch up and not be so ready to just jap out on her.
Like, she might come to you wanting to talk, and she might break down and cry and everything, and it might scare you. She might be so hysterical, it might scare you. What am I supposed to do? Instead of freezing up, grab her and hold her.
Right.
Don't flip out like, what the fuck, who did this shit? I'm going to cut this motherfucker. Calm down and just let her cry. Hold her. Talk to her.
And the number one thing, and you should have been doing this from day one, always tell your daughter how beautiful she is to you. Because the first man that come along and get in her ear talking about, oh, you so pretty, you so fine, I love you, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she already know that. So I validate her every day.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yo, she up on game.
And even if you do that, sometimes, you know, you can get kids where, okay, my mama tell me I'm beautiful all the time. That don't mean nothing because that's my mama. You have to really let her know. It's not, okay, baby, you beautiful. You look good today. That's a nice outfit. You got to be more emotional when you speak. She has to see
right.
it in your actions and everything. It can't just be, oh, I know my daddy tell me I'm beautiful because I'm his daughter. She has to believe that you believe that she's beautiful inside and out.
And it can't be,
okay, he's just trying to help my self-esteem because she's smart enough to know that why you saying this. Especially, you know, she's older now. She knows that you just helping her self-esteem.
Well, I don't worry about that. She already know that one. That
okay.
one is not a worry
Wait,
at
you,
all.
Is that what you said? You supposed to work out there and eat?
Well, yeah, I work out there and eat. And sometimes I eat, then I work out. What's wrong with that?
Oh, hush. I was talking to my daughter.
Oh, my bad. But shit, I do work out and eat sometimes. You supposed
to
work out. Good. Right?
I mean, I've never really had to work out, so.
Oh, you get all your work out in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? On the low?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
you,
damn.
So you're doing it like every day then, because you're supposed to work out every day. So you get your freak on every day, right?
My mama told me that was the best exercise, so.
Hey, Sunshine.
I got to tell her she wasn't lying. Yes, sir.
I whip pussy.
We can work out together, baby. I need a new workout partner anyway.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
My membership only costs a 40. All you gotta do is give me a 40 to join my club.
Wow. That's cheap.
Well, all that hustle you plan on doing, make sure that however you treating these women, you know that your daughter's watching all of that.
Yep.
So even if you telling her this is how things are supposed to go, she's watching what you're doing. So even if you telling her, don't allow a man to do it. If you're doing it to a woman, then she's not really going to take anything you're saying.
Yeah, I put up on game already, brother.
Okay, it don't matter if you put her up on game. If your game and your actions is totally opposite, she's not paying attention to what you put her up on.
No, okay, I don't run women through the crib since my baby here.
Okay.
That's one thing I don't
do. No, I don't do it all that
long. But, you know, that's what hotels are for. Right?
Okay.
All right, y'all, we're down to the last couple minutes. I hope y'all enjoyed the little live show, even though it didn't finish.
No.
Technical difficulties is a motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, Wiki Gang, last word.
How long ago the first and the second one out here?
Love you, ladies. Y'all have a good night.
Good show. See y'all next week.
How long are you going?
True that, true that. Butter.
Oh, I'm sorry I was late tonight. I did enjoy, you know, what I did get to see. And maybe next time I'll be on the camera with them. Enjoying the party. And I'll see y'all next week.
Peace, love, and hair grease. Pretty girl, you got any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed the show, the part of the show that I heard.
Okay.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to offer you any advice because I had boys, so.
That's all right.
It was totally different.
That's all good. It's all good. I'll be asking that for advice for the next year. So just keep calling the show. I'll get advice from you sooner or later. Sunshine, you got the last word.
No. That was enjoyable.
That's your last word?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? I said the show was enjoyable. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I thought you said something else. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, y'all, I'm going to hit y'all off with something real, real old school. Let's do this one. Janine, American Idol, get your groove on, girl. I know you know this one.
For my baby and for me.
nothing to cover. Hell, I might know Randy Jackson. It's not. Thank y'all for listening to the show. We greatly appreciate it. And we will holler at y'all next week. You're welcome, baby. Peace, love, and head grease. We out. Mm-hmm.